Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Well, I guess you can really expect what show is coming up now. Good afternoon. I am Dr. Andrea Dennis, and I am here for the next hour. We are going to talk about your pets, and it's all about you. It's all about you calling in. I have been a veterinarian for several decades now and enjoy every day what that entails and what that brings into our lives, those of us that work in veterinary medicine. But today we're here to talk to you about your questions. I do want to talk a little bit as we're waiting for some of your calls to come into the queue. I do want to go ahead and talk about some of the days around August that we're celebrating. But first and foremost, this is the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. And like I said, I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis, and I would love to chat with you. But I'd like you to give me a call here at 860-522-9842. That's 860-522-9842. WTIC, and we have open phone lines. And even though I maybe have a topic or two that I'd like to bring to the Saturday afternoon show, you can call in about anything and everything. And if I don't have an answer, I will try to find one as soon as I can, or we will stay in contact and I'll make sure, or even sometimes it's a specialist that we need to get involved with. But I will be always very, very honest with you. Okay, so don't feel like there's any question that's too small. Sometimes some of the things that you're seeing on the behavior side are related to some of the medical issues that our pets are having. So please go ahead and always, if I, again, feel like this is not in my area of expertise, I will make sure that we direct you in the right way. But we talked about what we're celebrating, and today, coincidentally, is International Cat Day. And those of you that love cats, you know what I'm going to talk about. Those of you that are thinking about having a cat or you want some sort of company, we're not going to ignore other pets because August is also National Dog Month as well. But let's just concentrate a little bit on our cats as we're calling and getting in the queue here at WTIC. So we know that pets are really an important part of the American household. And I am an equal opportunity pet owner. I have one cat, one dog. And I know that my experience, you know, it's a lot more involved, I think, in terms of work and the exercise with dogs than it is with cats. But the enjoyability, the back and forth that you get, and sometimes, you know, you and your family get, it can be very and rewarding. But the best pet for you, it really does depend on your family, your home, your lifestyle. And the primary reason that cats are given up at animal shelters is unfulfilled expectations. So I want to make sure that if you're thinking about getting a cat, have had a cat, or your children or your grandchildren are thinking about it, let's just have an informed decision. And let's avoid acquiring animals on impulse or as gifts. And again, I'll repeat that. I don't want you to get an animal on an impulse or as a gift. So take time, involve your family, and give careful consideration to the following questions before selecting a cat. And what's special about cats? Cats make wonderful companions. Their entertaining antics and their affectionate behaviors, they have endeared them to millions of owners for thousands of years. Easily house trained, relatively low maintenance, cats make good indoor pets, and most will readily adapt to a variety of different households. So what choices do you have in cats? There are purebreds and there are mixed breed cats, and they come in all variety of shapes, sizes, their colors, their personalities, type of hair coat. Is it a long-haired cat or is it short-haired? Because that all goes along with part of the maintenance. Now, purebred cats have been selectively bred to enhance certain physical and behavioral characteristics that some owners find desirable, while mixed breed cats have varied characteristics, but they make fabulous pets. I've always had mixed breed cats. I've never had a purebred cat in my lifetime. Usually the kittens find me. And with that being the case, they find me. I don't usually go searching for them. But because of that, it's a matter of always had a mix of cats. And one of the things that I want you to be careful of, some people love that Persian cat, that kind of smushed in face, but it's mainly a brachycephalic breed. And so I want you to also be careful when you do purchase a cat like that, that you know what that means in terms of their heat tolerance. You know, do your research. I mean, most of us are very fortunate to be able to have a computer that we can do some research. The other thing is that it's also, you know, we also have the library. I don't use my local library as much as I should, but let's try to educate ourselves. I'm all about you being your best advocate for your pet. But before you can do that, you have to understand who and what your cat is. And what are the special needs about kitties? Well, they feeding, social interaction. You know, a lot of times people say, well, cats are just very aloof. They don't want to be engaged with me. They don't want to act with me. But I promise you, if you socialize and you interact with that kitten or that cat, you will find they will give it right back to you. But it does take time. Exercise is important. You want to make sure they can play. Make sure that they go to the bathroom appropriately. They have a nice, quiet area to go to the bathroom. And some cats have those other very, very long and thick hair coats. And this is when we're talking about some of the special needs. So that requires daily grooming to prevent matting and skin irritation. Now, my cat, she lets me know it's time to be brushed. Every day we have a ritual. She's short-haired, but she just enjoys it. And I rarely have a problem with hairballs because of that, because we make sure that we get her hair coat combed. I get a ton of hair, no matter what time of year it is, every time I brush her. But she loves it, and it's something that we've learned to do together. She reminds me, and at the same time, I'm also getting, she hops up on a little bit of a table. Well, it's more like a little mini desk. And so I don't have to bend down too far, and we have our little time together. But it's very, very important that I get that hair so it doesn't irritate her intestinal system. Also, some people hate working, think the thought of a litter box. They hate the dealing with stool and urine. But you can't ignore it. You know, a cat's litter box, I clean it twice a day, but I recommend at least scooping it every day, and you want to fill it with the type of litter that they prefer. Don't start getting all special types of litter. start with a basic litter and then kind of try to stick with the same one. You don't want to change it on them because they do get pretty particular about the kind of litter that they have. And if there are multiple cats within the home, multiple litter boxes should be available in several locations. And the golden rule for that is you want a litter box for each number of cat that you have plus one extra. So if you have two cats, you want three litter boxes in your home scattered around. And if you have five cats, you want six litter boxes. So that's a good rule. So again, if you're not into being able to deal with that, I actually wear a mask. I have one of my N95 masks left over from COVID. I wear a mask, one, because I don't like the dust, and I really don't like the odor. But I put it on and take it off twice a day as I'm doing the litter box. So it's really, really important. So these are some of the things, and I have more little tips, but I know it's time to take our quick break. And then Tim will come back and we'll chat with you. But let's go with our quick break, and we'll be right back with more Pet Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back. It is a warm day here in the Northeast, actually a bit brutal in terms of the humidity. So we're going to take it slow and easy. Those of you that are lucky to be in air conditioned home or room, thank goodness. But again, if not, please hopefully you have a fan, some windows open, and trying to stay shade. Please be careful with yourself and with your pets. Welcome back to the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis, and we are celebrating the International Cat Day today. And I think I have one of my, Tim, I would say that you are one of the most devoted people I know to the feline species. Would you agree with that?
I thank you very much. And I got a lot of people to help me that are devoted too, but yeah, I mm-hmm. kind of am all about the cats.
Yeah, so welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for everything you do and for you know, speaking about International Cat Day the way you do.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about selecting cats for your home and things, you know, one thing we've noticed in the rescue situation is, you know, people who are adding another cat. And, you know, you can go on YouTube, you can look up videos, you can see how to introduce cats. But one of the things that we really try to emphasize is, what are the adopters expecting?
Right.
Because the expectation of adding another cat, I mean, they're not going to be sitting on the couch grooming each other the afternoon you bring them home.
No.
They may just be mutually exclusive of each other.
Right.
I mean, and that is okay. You know, your cat who just lost the litter mate that you had for 15 years may not necessarily need a new cat.
Right.
You know, and again, you can't ask the cat that, so they won't know. But going into the adoption, you have to realize that it may not be what you're envisioning.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, so many times people get, you know, a little frustrated because it wasn't exactly what they had planned. And, you know, now where are you at? You know, you can't get rid of one. You can't get rid of the other. You know, this is a lifelong commitment, you know. And I do understand the whole concept of cat breeding, but let me tell you, there's an abundance. We don't need any more.
Yeah, you know, and that's where part of my talk today is also going to talk about age of adopting cats and the variety. Like I said, I've never had a purebred cat myself. I've always adopted. And sometimes, you know, so you can... There are so many. Sometimes you'll find a neighbor that's giving away kittens, but is a kitten right for you? Is an adult the right fit for you? What I try to do and have done my entire life in this field is that I understand that we want to adopt as many pets as we can, and we can promote that. But I think that I also want people to also kind of, you know, be a little selfish. I want them to be happy too, Tim. That's where I come from. And that's why, you know, the purebred is an option for them. Because, again, some people say, no, I've always wanted a Persian cat since I was, you know, 5 years old. And this is now that I'm an adult, this is what I want to do. So I don't want people to feel guilty about what they want.
I know.
You know what I
know,
mean?
But
I agree. I mean, there are shelters. Our shelters are, you know, are full, and they're so loving, and they're so great. And but I really do appreciate what you're saying, and because so many times if I'm in that situation, you know, in with a euthanasia or with the loss, and it has, like you said, been two buddies that have been together for a long time, I get that question maybe a week later, 2 weeks later, because I usually check in with, you know, with the pet parents that I've just lost, and they will say, you know, we're thinking about getting another cat for Bobo. And really what they're saying, we're thinking about another cat for us. And it's not just for the humans in the home. You have to think, is that going to be the right thing for the other cat in the household? But,
It's not unusual at all to put, you know, human feelings onto what you think the cat is thinking.
Right.
You know, and that you got to kind of just sit back and give yourself a minute and look at it.
Exactly.
If I can just have one more thing, because this has been 3 years now since I started calling this program. I called initially for a cat by the name of Butterscotch, who was a 31-pound male, years old, we tried so much, we did a lot for him, but unfortunately, he did not make it. And I just want to remind everybody, like I do every year, health, weight, obesity in cats is an epidemic. It's not a joke. It's not a meme. You really need to be careful about feeding your cat. You need proper diet. You need quality food. You know, you can't take your cat for an extra walk around the block if he's looking a little chubby. Just bear that in mind and understand that you know, an overweight cat is an unhealthy cat.
I am going to let you have the last word with that. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you.
You know, he's right. He's absolutely right with that. I think that it's amazing that, you know, we do have people that have that, just think that it's a cute thing to do, or that they have, you know, they want to, again, have so many likes on the web, on social media. But no, let's do what's right for our pets. So before we have about 3 more minutes till news, and because I see Bob Brown's getting ready, but let's go back to some of the thoughts that I want you to kind of think about, because we do want you to have some enjoyment of a pet in your home. And again, with Tim is right, we have a lot that need to be adopted. But again, for you, should you get a kitten or should you get an adult cat? You know, and kittens require additional time for that litter box training and socialization, and you may have that time, so a kitten may be perfect. But they also need some more frequent feedings and supervision. And if you can't make this commitment, then consider adopting or purchasing an adult cat. The thing that I tend to warn in my field as a veterinarian, what I see is sometimes I'll see adult cats that have some behavioral issues. And I would ask about that because one of the more common things I see is, in particular, not always male cats, but sometimes male cats that are given up to shelters because they will urinate in inappropriate places. So I would kind of ask the right questions and try to make sure that we can get those answers, but that's just a little bit of warning from day-to-day activities that I experience. Another question, can you afford a cat? You know, you look, just go by, if you're thinking about a cat and you've never had one, just go up and down the cat and dog food aisle in the grocery store. Never mind, you've got a whole, you know, we have entire stores devoted to pets, but it's not cheap. All right, their food gets expensive, but it's not just the purchase price or you have to have regular visits to the veterinarians. Let's see, are they spayed already or neutered already? Is that happening or is that going to be an expense on you? And even sometimes those long-haired kitties that we were talking about, no matter what you do at home, sometimes they need to be professionally groomed. I'm so sorry. Emergency medical treatment may be needed. So I would in this idea of what it's going to cost, again, you can look online what the average is based on where you live. And also look into pet health insurance, especially when they're healthy and they don't have any pre-existing conditions. I would consider that. And again, I think if you say, how will I know when I go to look at a kitten or an adult cat or go to a shelter? How do I know if they're healthy or not? So I think that's very important, and I'm going to give you some tips in between our phone calls. That's going to be here because we have another half hour to the show, but let's just grab the news, and then we'll come back with more Pet Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. Nothing like those good old songs that remind you of summertime, right? Welcome back. This is the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis, and so happy to be with you this afternoon. We have about 25 minutes left to the show. We are celebrating International Cat Day, but you can call about anything. We also know that we have August is also considered the month of the dog. So we have we can do it all. And again, we were talking about, is a cat the right thing for you to have in your household? Is it the right pet? And, you know, it may be a turtle. Now, I don't know a thing about turtles, so I don't want you to call me and ask the right kind of turtle to get as a pet. But anything that brings you enjoyment that you can care for, that will allow for some companionship, I want you to consider it. I mean, we're all feeling a little bit more isolated than maybe we were, you know, 10 years ago even, definitely a decade ago. So I think if you can afford it, if you can open up your heart and allow a pet into your home, I would encourage you to do so. And again, if we're thinking about getting a cat, and particular with a kitten, I want you to keep in mind, when I go to look at a cat, adult kitten, purebred, new, you know, from a breeder or one that has been given to a shelter, what do you look for? And I'm going to ask you to look for nice, clear, bright eyes. You know, they want to see those eyes don't look goopy. There's not a big, heavy discharge in the eyes. And cats, in particular, are very prone to upper respiratory infections, especially when they're with other cats at a shelter or even at a breeder. So kind of look at that. And question that. Whoever you're getting the pet from, just ask what's going on there. Is it being treated, etc.? You want to have a nice shiny hair coat. The pet should not, or the cat in particular, shouldn't appear thin or overly fat or have this big pot belly. Those are things that I look for. And again, sometimes we talked about the eye discharge. I'll see nasal discharge. Look underneath their tail. Is their tail look like it has kind of dry, caked up stool back there, which could be a sign of diarrhea? These are things that you can be your own veterinary technician and do your own kind of mini exam when you're choosing a cat. Pick one that looks active, is inquisitive, is interested in, you know, sort of take them out of the kennel or the cage and have them on the ground, see if they are seeking affection, attention from people. That tells you so much about their personality. And sometimes cats are uncomfortable in noisy and unfamiliar environments. So keep that in mind during your evaluation too. And an adult cat should allow handling and petting without hissing or scratching. I do like the kittens not to be adopted or bought at too young of an age and too old. The ideal time to bring a kitten into your home generally is between 7 and 9 weeks. If you have that opportunity to be a little picky with that, that's what I would want you to do. So again, if you can, you know, just some of those things I want you to keep in mind just a little bit. The other thing is that I was going to talk about, I know we've got a call coming in just a second here, so we're going to, again, the priority is your phone calls. But I'm also going to talk a little bit about hyperthyroidism a little bit later in the show, too, because that's one of the more common diseases we see in cats. But if you do have your own question, dog, cat, it doesn't matter what's going on. It could be a heart condition, but give me a call at 860-522-9842. That's 860-522, also known as WTIC. So I think my producer is still kind of getting some of the information in from our next call. So I'm going to start a little bit while I'm waiting for that to get in the queue. But one of the things that I see quite frequently when I'm working with older, middle-aged cats, but more the senior cat, I would say more than anything, that is something that is called hyperthyroidism. And hyperthyroidism is something that it's almost classic for some of the symptoms that you'll see. It's actually a disease that's usually caused by a benign tumor within the thyroid gland. I would say 90-95% it is a benign tumor. So we're not so concerned about the tumor and getting rid of the tumor. It's the overproduction of the thyroid hormone that tumor produces. Meaning most people out there, I would say when you talk about thyroid conditions, most humans, you deal with low thyroid or hypothyroid. But also, yeah, there's some cases of hyperthyroid too, but that's more common. In cats, we rarely deal with low thyroid. It's almost always high thyroid. And with this high production, you can get loss of weight. These cats tend to have a ravenous appetite, but tend to lose weight. And one of the reasons why we want to treat it is because it can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, and something that we call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So even though they look like they're, and they also act really, they have a lot of energy. So you think, well, they're not sick. They're running around like crazy. They're having a good old time. But, you know, and they're eating everything. They have a great appetite, but it's not a healthy condition for them. They can't sustain this, but we can treat it. So because of the treatments, and we do have options, I want you to be able to know what the symptoms are. I want you to be able to then make sure that rather than waiting for your yearly exam with your veterinarian, just make an appointment. And some of those, because then you can deal with the possible treatments. One of the things is weight loss, increased appetite. They don't tend to groom themselves as well, so they tend to have an unkempt appearance. They will vomit, diarrhea. Sometimes they'll drink more water than usual. They can also be somewhat aggressive. They'll play more aggressively. Now, part of my regular exam on all cats, no matter what age it is I run my fingers underneath their neck and either side of their trachea. And I can feel if there's an abnormal size thyroid, I can feel it. So some people will say they feel a lump underneath the neck, and that's what makes them bring them into the animal hospital or to their veterinarian. Sometimes, again, it's the type of thing that it this disease can also look like other diseases. So if you do make an appointment, you do have a date with your veterinarian, then I think what we need to do is be expecting what that's going to entail. More than likely, your veterinarian's going to want to do some tests, do some blood tests, because this can also look like renal failure, diabetes, because they do drink more water. And usually the blood tests will confirm what the diagnosis is. So once we get that diagnosis, then you can go through treatments. And the treatments can be anywhere from oral medications. There is something that is a very prescription low diet or low iodine diet that's available. But again, it's by prescription. And again, only with a confirmed diagnosis of hyperthyroidism. We also have something that's a radioiodine treatment. It's a permanent treatment. It does cost, several hundreds of dollars to perform, but then you don't usually have to worry about giving medication orally once or twice a day. But again, there's all these different options, but know that cats can live a very, very long time with hyperthyroidism, and it's nothing I want you to be afraid of. Okay, I don't want you to be afraid of, we're 12 years old and now I see a major problem, we're really skinny. We can usually treat that. The other thing is that some people, when they see these kind of symptoms, drinking a lot of water, getting thin, maybe their appetite waxing and waning, they'll tell me, oh, they're just getting old. This is just something that's a sign of them getting old. And that's rarely the case. Age is not usually the problem. There's usually some sort of medical issue. Most of it we can treat that needs to pay a little bit of attention to. So let's not be afraid of that. Let's not be afraid of our older cats, our older dogs, and thinking, oh, this is the beginning of the end if I bring them to the veterinarian. That's rarely the case. Okay. So I'm going to take a quick break, our last break of the afternoon, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more veterinary talk on Pet Talk.
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Musli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Musli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Musli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Musli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Musli.com or download the Musli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We are celebrating the summer. We're celebrating our pets, and we've talked about, we're actually celebrating cats in particular because it's International Cat Day. With that, we wanted to make sure that we got all our calls in first, because again, there's always topics that I have. But Bob, you have a serious item that you want to discuss. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been a owner of many, many animals, cats, dogs, rabbits, mm-hmm. the whole bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I appreciate everybody that adopts animals. I have a Amstaff at this point. We adopted from Dogstar. Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't want her, but my wife did.
Yeah.
So we got her, and she's been the love of my life.
Oh.
But you know, you have to consider, too, that they're all these animals are not going to last forever.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, their lifespan, and, what, a decade, 15 years is a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
And someday, and most animals don't just pass away. You find them dead on the floor. Okay.
Right. They don't go into sleep.
Symptoms that show up. Okay. And then the next thing you know, you have to take the dog to the, or cat to the vet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, this cat's got a serious problem. The quality of life's not good. And it's time for them to go over the rainbow bridge.
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, that's probably the hardest thing in my life that I've ever done.
Yeah. Is it making the decision, Bob, is it making the decision that's hard, or is it the pain of losing that four-legged family member that's on that table or on that bed?
Well, it's actually both.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, you're responsible at that point for saying to the animal, hey, your time is gone. Okay. And, you know, you walk. We just lost the cat about 4 months ago, and I can still hear her footsteps on the kitchen floor.
Yes. I know exactly what you're saying. And people ask me in my profession, in my job, and I'm using air quotes as I say that, because it doesn't feel a job when you're going through that act and you're trying to make sure that it's peaceful for the pet. It's peaceful for the owners as well. But for me, people ask me all the time, how can you do that? How do you get through that part of the profession? And my answer is always, I cannot bear watching the pets suffer. I can't bear it, and I know the owners
right.
can't bear it. And the other thing that tends to happen, Bob, is that, you know, a lot of people will take photos around the last day or two to say goodbye. And when they see the photos a month later, 2 months later, they say, I didn't realize what bad shape they really were in. I didn't realize it, because you see it, you know, every day, that gradual decline. So,
well,
you know, I'm with you.
I'm sorry. I know dogs will hide it.
As okay? will cats. Cats
dogs,
will too.
Mm-hmm. Dogs will hide from you that they're sick.
Yes.
Because they don't want you to know.
Well, I think also to cats as well. I do think that's where, again, I always tell people I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I'm usually the most observant, because I have been trained, and there is a natural talent in our profession that just to observe them, even to observe, are they kind of dragging a leg? Are they not? Are they just kind of eating around the edges of their food, or are they really eating with gusto? Those little things, you have to observe them. You have to observe those changes. And even though it may hurt, you can't ignore them. You can't bury your head in the sand. I think that's also important for people that may be going through or getting close to making this decision.
And one thing, like you said, you know, when you're making a decision to get an animal like this,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wonderful in the beginning. My son just actually lost two cats in the same week.
Oh, no. Ugh.
Okay, they were both 15 years old.
Ugh.
One died on one had to be put down on Monday, and one had to be put down on Wednesday because she wouldn't eat.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yep.
And you have to understand that, you know, yes, it's wonderful and great to have an animal, and they're great companions, and, you know, but there's going to come a day where, you know, it's going to hit you.
It is. I think that's part of the realistic, just like, again, we're talking about affordability. We're talking about making sure you have the time to exercise a pet. You're saying the other piece of this, of owning a cat or a pet and anything that's close to you, four-legged, that there is going to be a finite period of time, and usually we outlive our pets. And that's, you have to be prepared. You have to have a support system too, Bob. I think that's important as well, is that you have people that understand. Now, maybe 30 years ago, it was hard to find people that kind of thought of pets the same way as you did, but that's gotten better. I think it's a little bit easier to have a good support system, but when you lose a family member, you need to have people understand you and understand the grieving that you're going through. That's important too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing too is that, you know, people need to understand that euthanasia is not cheap.
No. No, it's not. It's not. I was going to say, there's really nothing that is inexpensive with pet ownership. Like I said, even going up and down and looking what food costs, you have to tie that into it. And well, I do appreciate you sharing that. And again, I probably wasn't going to discuss that in terms of, you know, adopting or buying a new cat. So I do appreciate you bringing that reality to the ownership and our advocacy for doing the right thing for pets.
I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but
you're fine.
I just want people to know that, you know, that's a reality in life.
And you're still grieving too, Bob. 4 months ago was not that long, and I know people that will not adopt another pet. They've said, I'm not going to go through this again, and I know they haven't changed their mind, and others that have changed their mind. So I really am sorry for your loss, and I know that you've got someone new that's in the household, but you got to give yourself time too. Okay, Bob?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too, Bob. Yeah, it's a depressing topic. It's a sad topic, but it is part of it. And like I said, it's something that I have to deal with as well. And knowing that with going in with eyes wide open. Looks like we just have about 5 minutes left. And an article that popped up in The Current that I thought was really worth sharing, plus I've had an experience with this in my own household. But, you know, I was warning this spring about how bad ticks were going to be, right? Talked about, yes, it was cold, but we had a lot of snow cover, and those ticks just hibernated very nicely. They stayed nice and warm underneath that snow. But officials at the Connecticut Agriculture Experiment Station, they reported they received over 5,000 tick submissions this year, and that was setting a record for the agency's tick testing program. And it's in comparison to usually they average about 3,000 submissions. And like I said, this year it's been already well over 5,000. Now, some of you may not realize what this program is, and this is where if you do find a tick on yourself or on a dog that you would like to have tested, or cat, that you can submit the actual tick to the Connecticut Agriculture Experiment Station, and there's several around the state, and they will test for the different diseases. Now, it's not just Lyme disease anymore here in Connecticut. We also have things like babesiosis, anaplasmosis, we have Powassan virus, and these are things that you can make people and dogs very, very sick. Now, the other thing too, I've had dogs and even people that, you know, where you have the tick, days later you find out whether it was carrying any of these diseases. Now, it doesn't mean 100% that you're going to get this disease, but it's still something, you know, to look for the symptoms. If you've been notified that it was Lyme disease, you discuss this with your physician, whether the physician wants to say, we're going to take a wait and see if you develop a rash or symptoms, or just start you on doxycycline. That would be between you and your doctor. So, but with that, you know, you have to, some of the diseases, you also want to kind of identify the ticks. And I would love for you to kind of do your own research, because there are ticks that we're seeing now in Connecticut that we really didn't see before, but you can identify them. The deer tick, I think many of you understand how tiny it is. The Lone Star tick, which has this little white dot right in the center of its back shell. The brown dog tick. So if you're in a situation where you're seeing a lot of ticks, or it's on a Friday night and you know that, listen, I can't get to a agricultural station to drop off this tick, and that you just kind of want to know what your tick you're kind of dealing with. Usually I will just put it in a jar. They don't really want it necessarily in alcohol. Sometimes if you can just isolate it, I'll put a little piece of paper towel with alcohol in it in the jar, and then just put the tick in there, and that's where it will die. But that would be the best way for them to test it. So keep that in mind. The last thing I want to do before we go, because the show's almost over, is that there's been, for those of you that have dogs and horses that receive Adequan, it's an injection that's given for our arthritis. All right. It's something that we see, and there has been, the company is called American Regent Animal Health, and they have a nationwide recall that just at the end of, I think it was as of July 31st. So many of you may, I don't know if the Adequan has been sent home with you if you're giving it to your dogs, or you go in on a regular basis to your veterinarian and have Adequan, and I'm going to spell the word A-D-E-Q-U-A-N. Just make sure that you are aware. You can go to the FDA website. You can see which lot numbers are involved here. And this is a voluntary recall by the company. What they're seeing is some particles, and they want to make sure that this is a little presence of little glass fibers that they're found during their own testing, and they want to make sure this contamination is not going to be affected. So ask your veterinarian before you get that next injection, okay? Thank you for joining me today, and we're going to see you next time.
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.